Well, it's the next sugya. Gemara's on the table base. Gufa. On the view of Shmuel, the Chinur Yitzchak of Yechon and Shem and Zayis, Baruch and Allah, Baruch Yeh. The Gemara says that in the discussion of Baruch Yeh Goffin, the Gemara tried to figure out why Yai was different than Shem and Zayis. Ultimately, the difference was that the Ishtane Leiluye of Yayin was more significant than the Ishtane Leiluye of Shemen. So in that context, the Gemara said, the Gemara began the sugya by pointing out that Shemen Zayis what makes it bracha of Baruch Yeh Eitz. If you shouldn't discuss what the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, what do they add to the Mishnah? Case in the Baruch Yeh Eitz. Al Peiris in the Baruch Yeh Eitz. Puts me in a yayin, so yayin or even bari priya gofen. So the yifus of the mission is that Shemen would be bari priya eitz. So the chayra is the moral discussed later on. What were they moisif to the mission? Who the first Gemara wants to know what the echitim says? Echidami. Ilim de kashosilei oizike mazikle. So Rashi learns Pshat, Oizik and Mazik and Legufe. Why does Rashi stress Legufe? Then? Right, apparently he wants to be Moitzi from the other Pshat. Two Pshat and Oizik and Mazik. Legufe is Mazik himself, or Oizik and Mazik, like other Mishenu say, the Rabbi Yehuda and the Vos say, it means that he was Mafsid. Oizik and Mazik doesn't mean he was Mazik anything. It was wasteful, it was a purposeless, it didn't accomplish anything. That's the machlokes. According to Rashi, the pshat is that by having shemen, he hurts himself. The Tanya. So what are we bringing a raya for now? If he's mazik himself, who needs a raya that he's mazik himself? The Tanya. Hashayis Hashemin shel truma mishalim misakeren v'ne mishalim misachoymish hasoch shemin shel truma mishalim misakeren u'mishalim misachoymish. Now a braisa. Hashayis Hashemin shel truma. Azor drinks shemin shel truma. According to Rambam, it's the same thing if a koyin tomei. Let's stick with Azor. Azor is Shreis Hashemin Shul Truma, is Mishali Misakaren, Ve'ena Mishali Misachoymish. Hasoch Shemin Shul Truma, that's Kedarkoi, is Mishali Misakaren, and Mishali Misachoymish. So what is the Saraya for? What's the Tanya? So Rashi explains, he develops an idea. Rashi explains, the koshosi le oizik and mazik le, it's not simply that the fact that I'm doing something which is hurtful patters me from a bracha. Rashi says that therefore this is not achila which is to une bracha. So that's the detanya. Now what am I going to prove? I can't prove from Truma. I'm not proving from Truma that it's mazik me. It's a fact. It goes Basaroy. I'm not going to prove from Truma that a dover she'enei nechal or a non-mais achila is not chayim in bracha. What is that? Why is Truma kevei for bracha? So Rashi explained they have to fill in the blanks. Rashi explains the Oizik and Mazik lay, it's true, it means he was Mazikim. But because he's Mazikim, therefore, Ein Zu Achilo Shetu Une Bracha, the gabe bracha v'yachal toksiv. So Rashi says a chiddush. Now what's Rashi's chiddush over here? No, Adam? Good, next. What's the next chiddush? Not called ochel. Not called achila. Okay, good. Good, and next? Okay, he's correct. Something's mazik, it's not in a day. It looks like achila. I'm eating it, I'm ingesting it. But if it's mazik me, it's not called achila. I've heard him discuss what happens if the first day it feels okay. The second day, it's mazik me. Then I'm ice achila. The pasha's not, pasha's mazik is mazik. No? Go ahead.
And also, I guess if it's not achila, then it doesn't need a problem.
Based on what? So Rashi's mechadish to us. You might see later on that pemches that Chazal, whenever Chazal make a din, so we have a rule: koma the token chachamim ke'ein de'iraisa a token. Every din derabbanon is modeled after din de'iraisa. So we had a shiur discussed what was the basis for Chazal's din. The basis for Chazal's din was a svara according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chananel. It was a pasuk. According to Rashi, the Svara, right? But that, so that explains us the motivation that Chazal had, right? Now, what was the Kein De'iraisa? So we learn, all right, the bracha, Pasha, the Kein De'iraisa, the bracha is because of Mazik. So Rashi is now going a step further and saying that Chazal, when they're misakin bracha, their misakin, the machayiv of bracha is similar to the machayiv of Birkas HaMazon, a Maisachila. Similar. All right, that's Rashi. There's a similar Rashi in Sukkah Chof Vav. We'll look at it in a minute. All right, so Rashi again. Oizek Mazigle, according to Rashi, means that Ein Zu Achila Shetuna Bracha Chazal or Machayev a certain Ma'is Achila. Why a Ma'is Achila came to Raisa? Because of Mosay. Right, the Tanya. So now, what's the Tanya? The Tanya is that Siyas Shemen is not considered halacha to be a Masa Achila. Right? You could say in broader terms, something which looks like Achila, eating or drinking, which ultimately will be Mazik the person, is not a Masa Achila. It's a Chiddush. He's eating it. The person is probably eating it for a reason. Maybe he's starving right now. Right? Maybe for some reason he's eating it. Maybe he gets hanoah from it right now. But because this is going to be mazikim, therefore it's not called a ma'is achila. Right? That's a poshah. For that time, you need a raya. Because it'll have the effect later on of being mazikim. So the raya comes from Ashrei, Seshem and Shultruma, Mishalim Zekeren. But he's not Mishalim Choymesh. So Rashi explains, he's Mishalim Keren. No, he was Mazik. Right? So he has to pay because of Mazik. But it's only when Asach Shel Truma that he pays the Chaynish. Why? So Rashi finishes up. Because of the Ish Ki Yoichal Chaynish Mishkoga Prat Le Mazik. So you see, you learn from Hektish that a Mais Achila has to be, cannot be a Mais of Mazik. Go ahead, Yami. So that's what it would sound like if you, when you first read Rashi. I also thought so, because Rashi's lashon is Ein zu achila shetuuna bracha. Right? I first read it. Different kinds of ma'is achila in halacha. Right? So there's a ma'is achila which is gets a person an iser on Yom Kippur. Right, it's a ma'is achila she masbiya. Right, it should be yashiv daitoi, okay, service. And there's a ma'is achila amekizayis, which is mechayev a person if he eats in a veila. And there's a ma'is achila mechayev bracha. That's how I first read it. Ein zu achila shetuna bracha. The gabi bracha viachalta ksiv. So then I got stuck. Number one. I don't know if it should say the Gabi Bracha Bechal Toksiv. But then, what's the Raya from Truma? Raya from Truma is Ki Yoichal Kodesh Vishkoga. prat lemazik. So then you have to tell me another chiddush that the ma'isa achila of machayev bracha is the same kind of ma'isa achila machayev that is creating an isla gabi truma. I don't know. That's why I thought that the better way to read it. The better way to read it is ve'ein zu achila shetu'una bracha. This is not a ma'is achila, and a ma'is achila is what's mechayev in bracha. The gabei bracha ve'achaltu k'siv that we're sacking kei de'raisa ve'achaltu ve'irachta. That's why he got stuck. Because if it means it's not this kind of ma'is achila, so then we have to v'chiddush has to be something to explain to us why the ma'isa achila should be derived from truma. Ein zu achila shetu'un ibrach. Also the gabi bracha b'yachal toksiv. So it seems that all he says is gabi bracha it's a b'yachal to. That's why I prefer this way of saying it. Yeah. Say it again?
Ah, that's a Biki Vegas Kasha. What do we have over here? That was a brach, that's good. Let's just go back to Sukkah for a second. Is that true? Ah. Okay, Sifrit Chazal is a Biki Vegas Kasha. We'll come back in a few minutes.
Right.
says to the sober, "Ochis mikibel and loy boy tlusi dari, loy boy sober, loy boy brugas and mosam yachru." There is scripture. You know, they found this on the rock. The only shish was severe. I don't kibel. Well, fonam, well, chol loy boy brocha. So we name it. Well, also the hand is ben oil mazeh loy brocha.
So this would support what Yami is saying, that maybe the bracha, that bracha is a nitkan, something, achila sheyesh bahano, it would support that. Let's hold off for a moment. Let's go a little bit weiter. That would answer Ezra's question as well. Let's hold off for a moment. So let's try to stick with the Pasha something. So Rashi says, Ve'ein zu achila she'tu'una bracha. Ve'gabe bracha v'yachal toksim. So apparently a ma'is achila cannot be a ma'is ha'mazik. The Tanya, the la'av bar achila hi. But also that phrase in Rashi, la'av bar achila, would sound like that he's defining achila in a kol yisig, in a generic way. Right? The Tanya, the la bar achila, otherwise why is he going to truma? Alright? So now we learn this din that a ma'is achila is not a ma'is mazik. A ma'is mazik cannot be a ma'is achila, it's not a chayv in bracha. No, so he should be, pasha should not be a chayv, he should not be chayv bracha. So the Gemara says, gets into the ikir betofel, we'll get into that later on in Rit Hashem. So finally the Gemara says, the Omer Rabba Bar Shmuel, and nigun ma'i the silka, and Sigrid Mai the Khulishalki, Im Kain, Havli and Nigrin Ika Bishem and Tofel, Utananza Klol, Koshuika be made fail of Archalika Poitas at Fela, Hacha Mayaskinan, Bechoishesh Bigroinoi. Right, so Rashi says, so he's interested in having a lot of oil to lubricate his throat. The Tanya Choshesh Bigroinoi lo yar eno Bishem and Tchila. B'Shabbos Amunaisin Shemen Harbe L'Secha Nigrin U'Beileya. Right, Hezra Adover is it that Iser Rufu on Shabbos? Maybe we'll do Toichein. So the Gemara says that if you do Rufu Al Yedei in a way that's not Niker, as Rav Rashi explains, so then that's Mutter in Shabbos. So Noisin Shemen Harbe L'Secha Nigrin U'Beileya. Right, so now we have a din. The din is a person is drinking Shemen the Refuah, so but he can't drink Shemen the Refuah on Shabbos, so he drinks Shemen the Refuah by putting it by overwhelming the Anigra with Shemen. So it's a very, very oily Anigra. Alright, so what bracha does he make on it? So he makes, apparently, a Bari Priya Eitz. Right? It's not a Shtanin Lemel Yusuf, the extent of Yayin, the Sod B'Samach, so he makes a bracha Bari Priya Eitz. That's the din of Amar Yudim Shmuel and Amar Yitzchak Amar Yechanan. Because that'll be a Ma'is Achila. Why? Because he's not Mazik. Right? Good. So Gemara says, Pshita. This is another Poshet. In other words, what's the Kasha of Pshita? Who's the Kasha on? No? Right. In other words, who needs Amir Rav Shmuel? Can Rav Shmuel Yechanan? Shemen Zayis. If a person has Shemen, a Ma'is Achil of Shemen, that's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that you make a brach of Bar Priyates and anything except for wine. So Pash, that means that any significant extract. Right. Now the truth is not so Pash, because if you have an orange extract, so you say shakal on it. Not so poshut, it's just pshita. Is it ever poshut? So ma'u de tema came in the refuah kamichman le libracha le klal. So mash malon came in the islayan no minei boy ruchei. What's the habit minu? So Rashi says the islayan no minei levana refuah. Yeshlei hanoas achila. Rashi says that apparently one would not make a bracha on refuah. Right? This is a three-part sugya. What bracha you say in refuah? It's a little bit premature to go into it. The sugya neflam and ches and nefmem. The three gemaras in refuah. But this gemara is saying, according to Rashi, that we may have thought that we go bosar kavanah. So a person is doing a ma'isa chila, right? And he's getting anoah from the achila. His kavanah is refuah. So Rashi and Pshad that the Gemara is assuming that there's no bracha in refuah. Refuah is not considered to be, let's say, well, imposing now, which may not be what the Gemara says. Refuah is not a ma'isa chila. Right? So Rashi, so the Gemara says, so I might think a person is doing what looks like a ma'isa chila. The kavanah is not a ma'isa chila. However, because he has a no'as chila, we call it a ma'isa chila. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak. In other words, the pshat of the Mishnah is that apparently a yoytzei say that al peiros ilunoi mevoy pireitz, and that includes certain kinds of extracts, and apparently it would include yain as well, and certainly includes shemen. Yain is upgraded because of a new din of Mishnah Leiluye that we discussed last week. A new din, because al merkiveya that gets stoned bracha protis, but shemen remains on the bar pireitz. Question is, when do you make a bracha on shemen? It's always mazik. I'll find the case where it's not mazik. And when you're doing a ma'is achila, because you get some anos achila from it. Because apparently he enjoys the taste a little bit of the shemen. So therefore the Gemara adds another chiddush. That if I use something, some vehicle, to deliver something which is not, which in and of itself does not get a bracha because it's mazik, but I give it, I put in some kind of vehicle, so then that will get, then I will end up saying the bracha on the object itself. All right, that could also be later on, we'll discuss. A person has a bad tasting maichel, and you put some spice in to make it decent tasting, so you don't make a bracha on the spice, make a bracha on the maichel. It also comes up in this Gemara. But let's focus on the main issue of it. The numerous halachas that come out of the sugya. One is ikiv etofel, separate sugya. Bracha and refuah, which we'll get to. Now let's discuss the bracha on shemen itself, and how Rashi was trying the sugya. So Rashi's conclusion of the sugya is right. Now Yosef calls that what's the upshot of the sugya according to Rashi? That shemen is not ishtanei leluya enough, right? Or creates no. But when does one make a bracha on shemen? Only when one is eating it with something else. So therefore, that it's not mazik. If it would be mazik, then one would not be making a brach on it. Why not? Because it's not a ma'isachila. What's the raya? The raya is from Truma, which also requires a ma'isachila in order to be chayav chaymish. All right? That's the sugya. Good? Great, David?
Is it more perfect that
if it's not ma'isachila, it's coming from Shemin? According to Rashi, probably is not coming from the Shem.
It's coming from the Adamah.
That's what it said. And Rashi says the Islaya no mine levada refua. The refu itself is not big machayev bracha. But he's getting some. He's getting Hanoah Sachila. He's eating the Shemen, and the Shemen is the Iker. Either the Shemen is the Iker by volume, or the Shemen is the Iker because of the Refuah. As you've seen in many of the Rishonim, they say the point of the Rashi's Lashon is Shemen Harbi Dabli Shemen Iker Vinikr Tofel. Rashi seems to say that the Iker is Shemen is the Iker because of the volume. Other Rishonim say Shemen is the Iker because of the Refuah. Right, so you have a mixture. Shemen is conveying the bracha. No, go ahead. But so am I getting hanor from the shemen itself? Apparently not. I'm getting hanor from a michael, from a nigrin. What bracha do you make in a nigrin? Whatever the ikur is. All right. What's the ikur? Either kamus or refuah. Whatever it is, that's the ikur. Now I have to make a bracha in shemen because shemen is the kivei of this maichel. No, so now we have halacha of Mokriyat. All right? Nope, as we read.
And it seems like Rashi's shot is correct, like they, in the actual brisa, the halakha shot says, Lusin Shon and Harbi is so
bad. Yeah.
And then it seems to say they're putting in more than usual.
Yeah, that's for sure. Right?
The other sheet that says, Anchor because it's a refuah.
Right.
Why
do they explain? No, that's the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is that it's the Shemen. We should say the Shemen is what softens up the throat. Yes? And Nigri won't do anything for his throat. Shemen lubricates his throat. So the Chazal giving you an Eitzah. You want to have Shemen. You can't have Shemen, it's a refuah. For no one drinks Shemen straight. So if you're drinking Shemen straight, the person has castor oil on Shabbos. That's a refuah. Because no one else has it. But if I have a Nigrin, I make it a very oily, greasy and nigrin. All right, so that looks like then it's no longer nigger than having shem.
The other sheet doesn't hold that it's a normal nigger either. They don't hold that it's a
correct. I don't think so. Yeah. I think everybody holds.
What makes it the
ikur? Yeah. What makes it the ikur? Is the ikur nikval yedekamos, or is the ikur over here because of the kavan? All right, that'll come back to haunt us later on. Okay, we'll discuss these things as if the. Ketz and Merchel is one of these prakim which is very interconnected. You have to remember everything we said and we'll keep on building on it, as you'll see in a few minutes. Okay? Good. That's Rashi's Pirush. Fine. Let's look at the Ritva. The Ritva and the Shibukhavetzes. I think it's very similar. Benjamin of Hassid, Rabbi Mr. Rion, we'll see in a moment, also very similar thing. The Ritva says, Eichi Dami, Eichi Dami, Ida Koshosile, Ida Koshosile is Oizek Mazikle, Perush Be'ene, if he has it Be'en, that means if he has primarily oil, Oizek Mazikle, right, then it will be, he posts for tomorrow.
They have it in the
Rebbe Yehuda.
They have
it. No. It could be that Rebbe Yehuda has a lashon. A lashon of this lashon will say right there. Perish high. So what's perish high? Mafshed Hashem enu v'choshev kemazik v'loy chashiv anor klal. Different pshat. Not that he's mazik himself. But that he is doing something that is useless. Choshev kimazik. He's wasting the shemen. It's good shemen. You could use it to fry something. You could use it for a salad. The guy's drinking the shemen. Oizek amazik lein. He's being mafsh of the shemen. He's wasting shemen. So you're making a bracha, shakya, blurry breaks, and you're wasting shemen. A person takes an apple and smashes the apple. Make a bracha on it. So the Ritva says that's pshat. Oizek kamazikle peirush haimafsed Hashemenu v'choshu kamazik v'loy chashiv anor klal. How is the Ritva different from Rashi? No, go ahead.
Ritva says it's a problem because it's not in the category of getting anor.
Correct. The Ritva does not focus on achila. Right now, it's a little bit brighter. Kidanan Lagabi Truma, the Mishalim is a carried by a Chaimish parish in Chaimish Ella Benene, that Tira Amra Ish Ki Yechal Koinish Prat Lamazik. How's the rebellion shot over here? Because she was very careful. Go ahead, Yami. Correct. And as he learns, it's the Sugya Psachim. Those are in the Kola, probably learn Sugya now. The beginning of the Sugya, the beginning of the second parak of Psachim. Discusses when does the word achila and chumash mean achila, mamish eating, or when is achila the metaphor that Torah uses for a normal maisa na? Usually you're nana from achila, right? So the Ritva says over here in our sugya, the case of truma, so achila does not mean achila. Achila means nana. This was Ezra's kash and Rashi, Kivega's kash and Rashi. We'll articulate in a moment. Let's look at the Ritva straight first. So the Ritva says, "Ki yoichal kodesh prat lemazik,
Ki yoich al koidesh is not prad le mishe soch. Person who smears himself. Ki yoich al prad le shoyse. Right? Ki yoich al prad le mazik. Ki yoich al prad for a person who wastes it. So the Ritva is saying, how are we jumping? What rye are we bringing from Truma to Bracha? Truma does not require a Maisa Chila. It's black and white. Asach B'Shemen is over. Right? Truma requires a Maisa No Kedarka. Prat lemazik. Prat lemazik means you do a wasteful, useless activity with something. In this case, mazik is not a din of mazik per se, according to Rashi, according to Ritva. The phrase of mazik is being used as waste. So now the Ritva says, how do I come back to bracha now? So the Ritva learns pshat that oizik a mazik lay, this person apparently is having the shemen for some reason, but it's a wasteful use of shemen, and therefore it's not considered choshev kimazik. Haimafshel shemen. The Gemara is saying the right people look at this person. He's drinking shemen. I thought you drink shemen to fry things. You drink shemen for recipes. You don't drink shemen as a drink. So oizik kimazik le lecharetz mechutz pshutay. But that's what the Rav says. Many Rishonim say it. It means that he's wasting the shemen. So if he's wasting the shemen, that cannot be called hanah. If most people look at this and say, now this is the Ritva's pshat, there's no question about it. Because now skip down to the very end of the Ritva and Lamed Vav Mem Aleph. No, even before that, the end of this piece. Umishanik going to shasilei al yedei nigrin. Right, the Ritva gets involved in a separate issue over here, not really our sugya, and that is the din of mazik legabe truma. Person's mazik truma, so are you chayiv to pay or not? So the Ritva says you chayiv min rabbanon. If you look at the Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Misuin, he spells it out. There's a machlekes asugyas as to whether a person's chayiv if he's mazik truma. The sugya in Baba Kama. We referred to it last year. Mazik mekotchim is potter, right? It's re'eyu blei kotchim. So there are sugyas that say you're potter altogether. Our sugyas say you're chayiv your mazik kotchim. So the Tosfos Yudas Misilon explains that if a person is mazik kotchim, midin the rice is potter, midin the rabbanon is chayiv. And then there's another machlokes that the Ritva refers to that Rabbanon are only machayev you if the truma are raised by the koyin. Truma is by the koyin, so then Chazal were machayev you because you're mazik the koyin. But if the truma is not by the koyin, it's mamash shelo toivim, so they can't be machayev because Rabbanon machayev you. That tells you, Mirsulan sounds like you're chayev even if you're mazik truma before it's megila koyin. The man at the bottom points out that the machayev is rishayim. So it sounds like being mazik truma midin the rice of potter midin the rabbanon chayiv machlokes about whether it's your chayiv if there's no specific coin you can pay. All right, machlokes. Then the Ritva says umeshanik going to shasilei al yidei anigrim peirush shema'ariv shemen silka. You mix the shem with beets v'chi hay gavna urcha de inshehu ukiderach anasayu. Ritva doesn't say, oh, and this is a gavaldik of maisa achila. He says, this is a normal way to have shemen. The Ritva says, as we were saying before, that even though, what Dov has alluded to before, even though you're putting on shemen harbe, but it's eager because you're drinking the shemen, the rachach agarim. Veloy choshev mazik, the Ritva says before the number 75. Veloy choshev mazik, the urcha de inche behachi. It's not called mazik. He doesn't say it's not called mazik, it's a maizachil. It's not called mazik. This is a normal way to get on no. Alright. So now, how is the Ritva learning pshat in the sugya?
What is the din? The din of our sugi is that a person makes a bracha on shemen. The bracha on shemen is bar creates. When would you ever have shemen? So the Gemara says you'd have shemen if you're marba ala nigrun. Lachol lirafur. Right? So Rashi learns pshat that shemen in and of itself will never get a bracha because it's not a maisa chila. The Ritva says, slightly differently, but I think it's significant, that shemen will never get a bracha on its own. Why? Why? Slightly different? No? What's the lashon? What's that? So, because what? Choshev, we think it's correct. How does he say it though? It's not kedarki, it's not a form of hana. He does not insist on achila. Whereas Rashi stresses that the limud from truma is kiyoichal, and the Ritva stresses the limud from truma is hana kedarka. So the mechayev, hold on, Adam, the mechayev of bracha according to Rashi is a maisa achila. The mechayev of bracha according to Ritva is a maisa hana. Right? Correct? Therefore, they learn, that's that. I can't say which comes first. Now, the Rambam is still here. So when the Rashi learns the words Isaac and Mazik, so Rashi says he's Mazik himself, not a Maisa Chila. Right? When the Ritva learns Isaac and Mazik, says he's Mafsid, he's wasting it. What do you mean he's wasting it? Obviously the person's drinking for a reason. It means that as far as we're concerned, that's a Hafsid. As far as the oil was concerned, the person gulped down oil, that could have been a good, it fried something in. So that's not a normal maisa hana. Alright, look at the Rambam. Rambam. Okay, how do I get it? Focusing on Hanna. That's what the Rambam is saying. He reach, reach, toy mevar. Because on that, I'm like bracha ma. Right? Well, the Rambam at the very end, he raises the question about emes. That's the second suyu. That's the kemet that we'll, I don't know if we'll do it today. It's the suyu earlier in the Masechtan. But that is the next piece of the suyu. According to Rambam, the Rambam stresses the din of Hano. He doesn't leave Africa to Yoichel Imen. And the Stavi Lech Nishra is Kolshu Nivare. That would seem to support the idea. Diki was Hano. I'll tell me Rashi said the same thing. Now let's go back to what Ezra was saying before. Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. Rabbi Eger's Kasha is the Ritva seems to be true. It seems to be. Much easier pshat than Rashi. Why? What's the Ezra's kash and Rashi? The Ritva is obviously correct. Why? Because you're learning from Truma. Truma is clearly a din in Hana, not a din in Nachila. Right? Truma is perakidala. The Rambam writes that's that locha. That a person is nene from Truma kidarka. That's when over the Easter Allah Khilas Truma. The Raya Buddhism of the
the Gemara in front of us. Asach Shemin. Senamai Sechila. Anal Kedarka. Furish Rabbah. Hilchas Trumas. Perkid Aleph. Halacha Aleph. Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis. As Ezra's Kasha. So how could, so the Midvah is perfect. The Midvah says that you were learning from Shemin. How are we learning from Shemin? Prat Lamazet. We're learning from Shemin that if a person wastes something, what's considered to be wasting something? Not using a kidarka. So if you waste something, you can't make a bracha. It doesn't make sense to make a bracha. Right? And according to Rashi, we're learning a maisachila. How can the maisachila from Truma? That's what we can make as kasha. I didn't see Mikimeir inside. It's not illegal in a shas, correct? You don't have it on the side of here. Side quoted by other star. And maybe keep it short after hunt it down. But the knee is daiti, it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. Why? Because the Gemara darshan separate psukim for the din of Hanoa Kedarka in Truman. After Rabbi Kivega, I don't know where it's from, it could just be Rabbi Kivega to the Chadudah Milsa. The Gemara, the source for this halach of Truma is the Gemara in Nida. They call Beza and Beza Nida. So there the Gemara says, there's a separate psukim. There's a pasuk for achila, and a pasuk for shliya, and there's a pasuk for hanoa kedarka. It's the lanis side. It's not a kash and rashi. Rashi learned mulim shad. When it comes to truma, I have separate psukim that said not only achila, not only shliya, but other things also. According to mitzvah, the Gemara will be saying that the Gemara is being marachim the concept of achila in that case. Not everything's going to be a kash. All right. But in terms of our sugya, Rashi will say there is a din in truma that achila, that if a zor eats truma, he has to pay, if he eats kedarka, he has to pay a chaymesh, and if he ate truma, he's not paying a chaymesh, it's not achila. The Ritvah will learn a little bit different. The Ritvah will say that you see from the fact that the Torah is marchiv achila in truma that it's not a ma'is achila that's required. Machlekes Rashi Ritvah will be machlekes in truma. According to Rashi, the halach will be in truma that there are different ways you can violate truma. You can achila, shti, and sicha. All right. Now we're focused on achila. Ha'echel Hashem, it is not chayim. And the Ritvah will say that the Torah was a marchiv of the idea of achila truma to teach us it has to be a normal maisanda. Right? So again, sayyotimi kolzeth. So when medayik in the lashon of the Rashi Ritvah, so we come up that when they learned the RSA, they learned it slightly differently. We're not talking about a huge difference. A slight difference. Everybody's maskim that shemen is not ishtani lilu to get its own bracha. Everybody's masking so far that Shemin is going to have a bracha of Bari Priates. Right? Everybody's masking that the only way a person will make bracha on Shemin is like they are Nigrin, Lutzer Profua, when he's Marbe Shemin, Awa Nigrin. Fine. Right? Now there is a machlekes of you. The Gemara in establishing why Shemin, when it's taken alone, for whatever reason, is not going to get, does not deserve a bracha. So Rashi said very clearly, it's not a ma'is achila. Even if you say what Yamu said before, it's still very clear. It's not a ma'is achila mechayim bracha. So we can argue whether it's a ma'is achila mechol Torah kula, but a ma'is achila requires. And the Ritvah will say it's not kidarka, it's not ana. How do I know they're arguing? Because when Rashi and Pshat and Prat Lamazik, he learned pshat, it's mazik the person, mazik l'gufe. And something which is mazik l'gufe cannot be a ma'is achila. The Ritvah said, it's mafsid. If anything, the Ritvah went out of his way
to learn this pshat, but the Rebbe shouldn't say against Rashi that he's mafsid. He wasted it. You don't make a bracha on wasting, because wasting cannot be called hanok. It cannot be called hanok and darko. It's almost like a flip, right? If it, either it's hanok and darko or it's wasting. All right, you have a little gray area in between, but those are certainly opposite ends, right? Most people would say, this is what I want to do with this, and if you just do something else, you're wasting it. All right? So you have a machlekes Rashi Ritva as to what the machayim of bracha brachas hanenin is. Is the machayim brachas hanenin a mais achila? Or is the machayim brachas hanenin a hanok edar? Right? L'chayra, what's that machlekes based on? Right? Or better yet, what hayois had this machlekes, what are they... What is the... What comes out of this machlokes? What do you see? Go ahead. Huh? No, hold on. Go ahead.
When Rashi learns from the Pasuk in Torah, as Victor just learned, if he's not using any Achila, we're just learning completely based on the Torah.
No. You're going in the right direction.
Is he
what's Rashi doing?
He's using both.
Both being what?
He's also using the pasuk.
Which pasuk?
The pasuk selected.
Good. So now, right. In other words, according to Rashi, Rashi Yotzi Mizeh, Rashi will say that I now have my Kein Deraisa. Once I learn the sugi in this way, again, it's hard to say which comes first. This is the Mahalach, this is the derech we're developing. Once you see that Rashi says, this is more rigorous, and exactly, we always put out the two ways you can try to say, why would Rashi say this? All right? Somebody can, it could be linguistic, it could be other sugyas. We're not going to get so far. The Briska Mahalach is, now that we see that Rashi says this, right? So now that we see that Rashi says, that it's a ma'is achila machayiv, and Rashi says, where's the ma'is achila coming from? Yechaltim sabata. So you see that Rashi is simply saying that Chazal were kaveya the takon of brachas anena to be the ke'en de rice of brachas amazon. Correct? Alright? So now you have a straight line in Rashi's limud. No one with the ritva. What's yoytze midive ritva? What's the game they write, sir? Lou, what do you say, Adam?
What's the question?
What's the game they write of the Ritva? According to Ritva, what's the game they write of Brocha, of the Machayim of Brocha? Lou?
What's the Svara according to Ritva?
I mean, we'll discuss it, but that's not going to get to where we're going. From this halacha, you see this halacha. Lou? Go ahead. No, be more specific. You're right. Which aspect of truma? No, truma. That? And be more specific. It'll time perfectly. Which din of meila? Which I said a meila, right? Right. Then a truma. The din of meila goes like this. That's perfect. Because the ritva understood from our sugi, you see that the Ritva was understood that Chazal were following the din of the Chiyuv Bracha based on Me'ilah. I'm still in the sugi. Alright, now you go a step further. Again, why you shouldn't say that is very obvious. Why you should. That's where often in the Brisker Malach the Svaras just pop out. Right, the Ritva was madgish the sugya, the line of the sugya. He understood that Chazal takonas avrochas was primarily resting on the Isur Meila. Meila, he learned it from Nenem Hekdesh, Nenem Truma. Now he goes a step further. And see how Rashi and Ritva, each one goes Kedarka. Alright? Rashi emphasized on Lamed Hey Yom Aleph that the svara of Brach is what? No? Hagdah. Where does Hagdah come from? Because I'm Ozer. That's what he spelled on Lamed Hey Yom Aleph. What does the Ritva emphasize? It doesn't mean he says Nitilus Rishos, right? Rishos, because you don't want to be a Moil, you have to get Rishos, right? And then we could say, okay, so far it's a pretty solid grip. To find Mekarvis later on from the following machshava, and that is that the essential Isir of Me'ila is not recognizing that there's a Dovr Shel Hekdesh. How is Me'ila different from some Gezel? Gezel, I'm Brahmin, right? I don't recognize your ownership of something, right? What's Me'ila? I don't recognize Hekdesh's ownership of Zahra. Why is Me'ila a more egregious chait than Stam Gezel? Because Gezel, so I violate Herman's property. All right? This is a terrible thing, Gezel. I just spoke with Shabbat Shuvah about Gezel. If you say Me'ila, L'man Nechtal Me'osha Gedeinu. Me'ila, you take a few minutes out to say, to be Moidal and Gezel. Gezel's a far-reaching chait. I don't want to belittle it, but what makes it more egregious if it's Gezel's like, do you not mock it, that this one's looking normal? Right? So that's why the mitzvah, it is understanding, and if the Rambam is in this Mahalach, why the mitzvah understands that the essential idea of bracha is to give recognition as to where the food's coming from. The Rambam's terms to be Marba Yirishama. Right? To be Mispolar Kapsalim. So now the two sugyas fit in. If we were giving a shir klali on the Yisodos of Brachos, so we would first talk about what we did last week, 2 weeks ago. The Raisa, Nirvana, Svara, right? That chelik would be the Sivas HaBracha. And then we would now describe the Oyvin Atakona, how Chazal was sakin it, and then we would show that the Oyvin Atakona links in with the way that each Rishon understood was the Kviyas of Chazal. This is what we saw instead of doing it all in one shot at the beginning of the Sugyas, and then you see how it comes from the Sugyas. Alright, that's part one. Good, what's part two? What's the other issue over here in this sugya? Putting refuah aside, in terms of Birchas Shemen, what's the issue that we should discuss in terms of Birchas Shemen? No, go ahead. Correct. Right? What bracha do you say? What is the upshot of the sugya? Alright, so we're now going to part two. The Rashba spells out clearly what is the bracha who is the taste of Ben Yehuda? pull it out on sheet them out of table. Is it the back of Uzvahadar? Lashem? Okay. Good, good. So look at it as a rush. There is somebody else. No, the Lashem of Pshita. Good. Sheet them out of Tema. Tema. My Pshita Komar. The Tesla should say Moshe. My Pshita Komar. What's the Pshita of you? At the very end of the Sugya. What's the Mamer from Amiroim? Right? Of Yom Rishmul and B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara says, "Ah, we finally figured out why this person's having shemen." So when he finally figured it out, he said, and the brachas boy creates. So it's a davar pashut pshita. Vole also Rabbi Yechanan is full of meimra. Ella the ein mevorchin olel b'fnei atzma ba'af al gam d'ishtani le'iluya. Dolehavik mayayin, v'loy mitam, dikomar, disolgadaitoch, dilay livrech alei klau. Dimkein avilamemer, umevorchin alav. I think it should be mevorchin alav. Right? V'loy lema umevorchin alav creates. Yeshlomer de mikol mokoyim ikar masayu lav the borei preis also the masisin shemin alei the ikan yechutz v'ne yayin the mash v'ne shemin alei kevei brach ne'atzmi v'ne yayin mikol mokoyim loy boi lak shu ye lei mas nisin kediv rashi le'el shein lebedim naklolos v'teida de'al korcho loy bor v'yechon shmur lesh v'einu shlein ishtanis v'chosti kemoy b'shol yayin. Dim can have the Maymar. Shem and Zayas ain't the Vorchen love Ella Barbiates. Alright? Ella Vadai Iker Achidish Mashmein and Shem and Vorchen Olam. Omitam the Israel no Mine. So, Ben Yehud is saying, what was the Pshita? It was either the pshita was that you make a bar if you ate. So the Gemara says, no, I might have thought that you don't make a bracha altogether on it. Because it's the refua. So mashmalan that you make a bracha bar if you ate on. Alright? Now what taka would be if you would drink, if you drink shemen alone? What does Rabbi Yehuda says that we would not make any bracha whatsoever? That the chiddush of the year is mevarchin olav. Achidush meshvin she mevarchin olav. The chiddush of the year is there is such a bracha. If there is a bracha, where creates the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Rishmul is there is a bracha. Once you establish it as a bracha, the Mishnah told me what the bracha is. But the chiddush is that there is a bracha for shemen altogether. So mashma that if you would have shemen alone, the person would take a drink shemen alone, so he'd be mazik himself. What would the din be? No bracha, right?
Yeah.
What did the Rambam say?
Rambam halacha base. Hasechin peres vaitzim behen mashkin levarach alei mechil shako. Sefer nefoshes. Chutz min anadav v'zeisim. Yayin borei v'yagofen. Ala shemen borei v'yates. Bameh divarim amurim. Shayachoy sheish v'gironoi. V'shosam in ha-shemen. In me'ash lakos. Uki yoytzim behen. Sharmi nene v'shdi yosay. Amul v'shosam ha-shemen levandoi. Or he was having shemen in a nigrin. And apparently he had a lot of shemen in nigrin, but it wasn't the refuah, right? Pretty clear, Ezra. But the Rambam is stressing it was the refuah. Mevorach alav shehako. Sharmeli nene b'tam ha-shemen. It's a shot. The Rambam. How the Rambam comes to push. Rambam's learned Pshat Nar Sugya. The Nar Sugya is discussing what the Yemeka Gor creates, or what the Yemeka Shehago. Shavei Leinene B'tam HaShem. It's there he makes a Shehago. So part of this Rambam is the Chiddush of the Din of Shehago. That if one has some kind of hanor, but it's not the hanor of this specific kind of food, then that's also good in shakur. Shakur even hurry, but you're getting hanor from the bria, but it's not hanor's shem. Right? And how does the Rambam read the Gemara? Good, Adam?
I mean, can you read what the Rishpa just say? It's not a Muslim anymore since he's getting.
Say it again. He came to Isaac and Mazikla, and he said
that he
shouldn't make a bracha. The Gemara says, if you drink the shemen alone, how would you make a bracha on shemen? Right? What is heichi dami? Right? So the Rambam's only said heichi dami that you make a bari priates. Heichi dami that you be nene mitam shemen. Right? So Gemara says, I couldn't be drinking shemen. Why? Oizek and mazikle. It couldn't be, so he's going to make shakol if he's mazik himself. Doesn't make sense, no? What did he say?
Maybe you don't need that at all for shakol.
You don't need, so the Rambam is specific, you don't need tam shemen shakal. Right? And not to require hano.
But hano would it be?
Well, because the Rambam in Perek Aleph already said you have to get hano. Right?
What would be the hano?
What was that?
What's the hano here?
Well, so if we say what Adam's saying that Oizek Hamazikli means that he was mafsid, right? He still got hano. He got a hano, which in another context would be a normal kind of hano, right? It's not like he got the pleasure because he's a pyromaniac and he was burning it, right? He got hano, which is the concept of the hano that Chazal had in mind. In this particular case, Roy, people would say not a hano. So, therefore, we're saying he did not get hano mitam shemen. Is that correct? Look what you say.
Well, I was just going to ask, what's the Ramakita regarding why
many problems
in general? So because of the daughter of Tilos Rishos.
Is it what?
The daughter of Tilos Rishos. Because if it's because of the Tilos Rishos, you know, then I guess the Shita makes a bit, you know, sense, because even though it's Mazik, you still have to make a problem, you know, in order to. So that's why you make a job. Sometimes. I don't know.
You know, the fact that it's being mazik would not be a poiter.
Right.
That's true in the Ritva also. The fact that it's mazik would not be a poiter. Right? It has to be that it was that the poiter would be that it's not a, you know, let's say a person would be moil from hektish in a way that would be mazik him. No, he's still moil in hektish. right? Now, the fact that he's not getting Tam Shemin from it, though, that's to be somehow not. Go ahead.
Right, but that's, I think that's why the
a little louder, sorry.
Well, I mean, I think that the Gemara is asking on why don't we say eight? We don't say eight because of the Tzmarzik, but we do say Shahakta because it's still getting Rafua out of the Rafua. So the Gemara asks, what do you make that eight? Is there and make another answer?
So Gemara would say, according to Rambam, Mauda Tema, that you don't make any broch at all. Right.
So this said, well, can't you just drink it plain because it's mazik? In that case, just like the Rafa pointed out, so you could make a Chicago because it's still get no, and then that's cool.
So what's the pshita? Pshita. Well.
Saying the finish of the Rambam is by Shahako, that you say, right, you're using this food for an alternate or secondary or not, that's not its main purpose, and it goes down to the Shahako. So he holds like the rich, you say like the rich for that, Azuka is that he's mazik, he's being wasteful, he's not using it for derech hanah, and he's not using it for the way that people normally get enough from this, but he's using it for a different, not that he's not getting enough, he's just not doing it for derech hanah.
So here he's not drinking the shemen for the derech hanah, that would give it a different hanah, but it's not the derech hanah, so therefore it's like the so too would go down to the shahako. So that would be good if the Rambam would, the Rambam tells us so. The Rambam tells us, so we lay then at the time of Shemin. Go ahead, Ezra. Apparently, he says, Ram said, it's along those lines, yeah. It's along those lines. That the bracha of the fluretas, again, it's premature to discuss this, it's more of a question on chakras, I wanted to point this out to you. That the bracha of the fluretas apparently is on making use of this specific aspect of the Briya. But if you're not making use of a unique aspect of the Briya which this provides for you, so then it's then it falls back in a different bracha. Then
how can it just derive from the previous you said that the Mishka is Zion?
The what?
Mishka is Zion.
Yeah.
Like Rob says, you know, you don't get enough from the Tamasha, you don't get enough to be Zion.
Right, okay, good. And therefore he gets a shahako.
Right.
Okay.
I say you don't get the full bracha because against Shloka Darka, but you know, you still have to make some kind of bracha, and therefore it's a bracha to a lesser degree.
Okay. So that's what we have to keep in mind as we go through. The Rambam's view of a bracha mufaretes has to do with getting a specific benefit that's unique to this kind of pre.
I also saw that the Rambam holds, as in the reason why he would make a shahakal as opposed to anything else or no bracha at all, is because using the nigro I think with the shemen is a full ishtana dilalaya, right? But the olive oil itself is still like it's still changed of some sort, but it changed the gruesome, like it changed for the worse, right? But by the fact that it changed just for the worse, we don't make a place rather than make a Shabbat.
Okay, I have to see. They arrive for that. There is a which I was unable to find, that I think we should have discussed already. Apparently, Pirulonim says if it's Isaac and Mazikalei, so what was the happen that it was the Shtan and the Luya? Right?
Yeah.
So that's not at least such a strong terror. It's a strong kasha. We shouldn't say the fact that I can, the fact that I can use shemen in ways that I can't use olives, that's a shenan aluya. Okay? What's the raya? Yayin chai. I can't drink it. But if I use a likuraita, that's a shenan aluya. I don't understand. I couldn't find the people got him inside to see exactly what the people got him said. Okay, good. So tomorrow, I think we'll go weiter tomorrow. I think we'll leave the issue of refuah for the end of daf lamed ches. So we'll see another sugi over there. Maybe that makes because the Mishnah don't discuss the refuah over here. Alright, so we'll go back to the next one. The Beis Yosef discusses this Rambam. If Chance can have a look at it.
I can't tell you, I saw it in the Frank or Rambam.
Oh yeah, we say?
Yeah. It said, again, what I said to the Rambam is in it, even though
it's not
Shana
Luye.
Right, that's not Shana Luye.
Who says it? Ramona. Ramona.
Or something.
I was going to show him,
I think. Yeah, I mean, that could be. I don't know.
Okay.